So then you joined the U.S. team as its youngest member at the 76 Summer Olympics in Montreal.
Right.
And you were...
I was 18 that year, and right. It was pretty rare that a high school age kid could make the Olympic team. So that was unique. We were seventh place as a team, and I don't remember where I placed in the all-around, but I mean, I guess it's sort of 35th or 45th, somewhere pretty far down. I did not have a great competition. I was really pretty much overwhelmed because I remember walking into the arena and I saw all these heroes that I read about in the magazines from the former Soviet Union and from Russia, from Japan and East Germany. I was just overwhelmed and I got a little intimidated and I did not have a particularly good competition. Even if I had a good competition, I wouldn't have been a contender for medals. But that was my first sort of entree into the Olympics.
Those that you were so impressed with, were they years ahead of you, older
than
you?
Yeah, they were older than me, sure. Right. And these were my idols. These were the great Japanese gymnasts, the great gymnasts from what was then the Soviet Union. These are all the people that I emulated. I wanted to be just like. I was quite a bit younger.
So you're 18 and you're thinking, I need to go to college someplace.
Right.
Tell me about your thought process at that point.
Well, in fact, what happened to me was that because I was a national champion and sophomore and junior in high school, and I made the Olympic team, I had opportunities to go to a lot of schools because a lot of scholarships were offered me. In the mid-70s, the best schools in gymnastics were Cal, Stanford, Michigan, Penn State, Southern Connecticut, Oregon, LSU, Iowa State. These were some of the best teams. So I had offers to go to all those schools. Oklahoma was 19th in the country previous year in the NCAA championships, but they had a new coach who had only been there a couple of years, and I had seen him before. His name is Paul Zert, and he was a coach also at another high school in the Chicago suburban area. I was very impressed with the quality of gymnastics that his team was doing when I watched them, and in fact, during the 70s, most of the great technique in gymnastics were coming out of Japan. And Paul was an expert on the Japanese style of gymnastics training and the Japanese style of technique, which I really admired, and that's what I wanted. So I made the unusual choice to go to Oklahoma as opposed to the other more prominent schools because I wanted to be coached specifically by Paul Zert. We didn't have great facilities. We had a dump of a facility, in fact. It was an old movie theater that was turned into a gymnastics gym. In fact, you couldn't run long enough to do your vault unless you started in the old ticket booth where they used to sell tickets. And if you over-rotated your vault, you backed up and hit the stage because there was a stage there. The rings and the pommel horse were up on the stage. It was a crazy old building and it was falling apart. So it wasn't about the facilities, but it was about the great coaching. And so I made my choice, and I think a lot of people were surprised that I didn't go to some of the more prominent schools, but it felt right to me. And obviously that was another one of those key decisions in my life that has defined who I am and what I do and where I am now, choosing to connect up with Paul Zert.
What was Paul's assessment of your skills at that time?
Obviously, a lot of the coaches around the country had seen what I had done. But what was interesting about Paul is he was very objective about, okay, you're good here, here, and here. Here's some areas where we can make some dramatic changes. One of them was pommel horse. I was terrible on pommel horse. Paul said, you know what we need to do? We need to go back and we need to rebuild your entire technique on your double leg swing, double leg circle around the pommel horse. If we can fix your technique, then you'll be able to progress. But right now you're limited on how far you can go with the way you do your basic circle. I had to go back and just go back to the basics. Not a lot of coaches would have the courage to do that. I was already an Olympic athlete. I was already pretty darn good. But Zert saw that if I didn't correct this technical problem, I would be limited on how far I could go. So he went back and it was frustrating for me because I was now having trouble getting through the basic elements because I was trying new technique. It's almost like a golfer changing their swing. It freaks you out. But I stayed with it, and I had confidence that he had the right direction. And so it turns out my first important international medal I actually won at the World Cup in Tokyo on the pommel horse, of all things. So that validated that I was in the right place and I was making the right choices with the coaching and the technical direction that Paul was providing. That same year that I came, the summer of 1976, two other kids came from the Chicago suburban area. One was a kid named Craig Martin. And one was a kid named Les Moore. All three of us drove down in a Pontiac station wagon. We drove from Chicago all the way down to Norman, Oklahoma, having no idea what we were getting into. We moved into the dorms and we just started working out. With the team that Zert had assembled, plus the three Chicago kids, that next spring we won the NCAA championships. We tied, in fact, exact tie, after 3 days of competition with Indiana State University. And the next year we won it outright at Oregon. So we knew we were in the right place, and having a victory helped validate that.